Howdy neighbors, good morning everybody. It's from Farm News Time. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And we wanted to do a little bit more from our nation's capital. Of course, our own Casey Shepherd's been there most of this week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual Washington Watch fly-in. And one of the more important folks that they had a chance to encounter, the farm broadcasters did there, was the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania. Both he and Senator Debbie Stabenow, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, unveiling their ideas regarding farm bill, actually getting them out on the table ahead of a markup session that G.T. Thompson's planned for the House Ag Committee later this month. We're back with G.T. Thompson and his ideas on working with the senator here in just a few moments.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
There are lots of ways to get active. Lots of different ways. No matter how we choose to move, we can all agree moving more feels good, especially when we move together. Go for a walk, sneak in a stretch, conquer a healthy challenge, or grab a buddy to make exercise more fun. However you move, just make sure you're active every day. The more you move, the more energy you'll have to tackle the rest of your day. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
It was a busy week for our own Casey Shepherd up in our nation's capital at the National Farm Broadcasters annual Washington Watch fly-in. A lot of folks were talking about a potential 2024 farm bill, including a couple of the principals, G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. They're the chairman of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, respectively. And G.T. Thompson telling farm broadcasters that he wants to work with Senator Stabenow get this thing done and across the finish line.
You know, my goal is to do this as a team, and that's a bicameral team. And so, you know, obviously communications with both Senator Stabenow and Senator Bozeman are really important. That's why, you know, we're, you know, sharing the kind of the overview principles, which is what we released. You know, give some indication, strong indication of where we're going with these 12 different titles. That's out there. That's public. More detail will be to follow. And but I want to do this as a team. And I'm hopeful this what we're sharing now and our conversations will be helpful for the Senate with what they're. With the direction they're going to go. I don't think they're going to see anything. I can't imagine anything that's going to be objectionable. Who's going to object to improving our resources for trade, right? And we're going to double trade. I don't know if we put that much detail into what we release, but I'm going to be real clear with you. That's what I heard from the American farmer, and that's what we're going to do. FMB and Foreign Market Development and Market Access Program, we're going to double it. American Agriculture, Science, Technology, and Innovation, we're going to invest in research more. You know, right now we're being outspent $2 to $1 by China. They haven't caught us yet, but they're sure as heck nipping at our heels, and that's unacceptable to me. You know, we're going to invest in some modern facilities for our land grants where they train our agriculturalists. And so, and I could just keep going, commodity title, and I could give you all 9 hours of just how excited I am about the outcomes of what we've heard from farm country and putting the farm back into the farm bill. But we're doing it as a team. I want to do it as a team. We're trying, definitely it's a team in the House Agriculture Committee in terms of policy, Republican and Democrat priorities, and a lot of great bipartisan priorities, well, they're all bipartisan, but bipartisan, presented bipartisan. Certainly want to do that as a team with the Senate. And most importantly, we're doing it a team, you know, with the key target audience of American agriculture.
Farm bill markup by G.T. Thompson and the House Ag Committee being planned for the 23rd of May. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Drought monitor numbers are out, and they show that kind of a mixed bag. Case of Kansas, we actually went down on abnormally dry or worse from 99.8% down to 83% in this latest week. Moderate drought goes from 65% a week ago down to 56% this week. But severe drought actually goes up 17% a week ago, 27% this week. A lot of that out in South Central, out to the western part of the state of Kansas. Here in the southeastern part of Kansas, we are looking at somewhat better conditions right in our immediate KGGF listening territory.
And that catches us up on the latest agricultural news. We're going to take a bit of a pause right now, but we're back at 12:30 this afternoon with more great agricultural information, markets, agricultural news, and some reflections about the day as well. All in just a few moments right here on KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll be right back.